Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Monday, November 28th, and we've got the latest news you need and want to know. Here's the latest.
The 19-year-old white man who targeted black people in a grocery store in Buffalo has pleaded guilty to killing 10 and wounding 3 others in May. The teenager admitted his responsibility in 25 counts, including murder, murder as a hate crime, and domestic terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County's district attorney described it as swift justice. His attorney said before he's sentenced to life in prison in February, surviving victims and family members will all have an opportunity to address the killer directly, and a federal hate crimes case against him may still result in the death penalty.
The cryptocurrency lender BlockFi has filed for bankruptcy, becoming another casualty of the FTX collapse. BlockFi was rescued by FTX's disgraced CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, earlier this year when crypto started losing value. But with FTX now in bankruptcy, BlockFi is left without support and needs to restructure. CNBC reports that BlockFi's bankruptcy won't be the end of the FTX ripple effect. FTX involved more than 100 companies and a million creditors.
In the first few weeks of Elon Musk's total Twitter takeover, Republican members of Congress have seen a major boost in follower counts, while Democrats have seen a decline. That's according to a new analysis from the Washington Post. Republican representatives like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan each gained about 300,000 followers, while Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren each lost about 100,000. The Post says that while the exact reason isn't clear, it could be a sign that more liberal users are fleeing the platform, while conservative users are attracted to Twitter under Musk.
With the Georgia runoffs just 1 week away, both parties are trying to win over one group: Asian Americans. Politico is reporting that Democrats and Republicans can't afford to lose any edge when it comes to winning deciding votes. Turnout has increased rapidly amongst Asian Americans from 2016, but community members say they need to hear more about what candidates will do for them. Even though the vote won't swing Senate control, all eyes are still on the race between Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker.
The British are coming! The British are coming! Well, it's not like that, but sort of. Prince William and Kate Middleton are heading to the U.S. this week for the first time in nearly a decade. They're heading to Boston to host a conference and award ceremony focused on solving environmental problems. But the overseas trip is clouded with tensions between Prince William and Prince Harry, whose Netflix docuseries and memoir are about to be released. Both are expected to be critical of the royal family. The brothers are not expected to cross paths during this trip. We're refreshing our headlines all day, every day, so listen in the morning on your way to work, and again on your way home, anytime you want a quick way to get the latest, and we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at therefresh@insider.com.
This is the sound NBC News captured of protesters in Beijing over the weekend calling for the end of China's strict COVID zero policies. Anger has boiled over after 10 people locked in their apartments because of the rules died in a fire on Thursday. Now, protests like this are taking place in every major city in China and at about 70 universities. It's an extraordinary show of resistance from citizens fed up with the lockdowns. Many of the demonstrators are holding up blank sheets of paper as a symbol of protest and calling for President Xi Jinping to step down.
Regulators in Ireland are fining Meta 265 million euros for violating the EU's strict policies on data privacy. After launching an investigation last year, the watchdog found that millions of users' personal data, like phone numbers, emails, and birthdays, had been scraped from Facebook. That information was then dumped on an external site for hackers to access. And this is not the first time the Irish agency has fined Meta platforms for similar offenses. In September, Instagram was fined 405 million euros. In March, Meta was fined 17 million euros. And last year, WhatsApp was fined 225 million euros, all for issues related to users' personal information.
Here's a story for anyone who dreads mandatory fun time at work. Pizza party, anyone? Zoom happy hour? A man in France says he was fired by a Paris-based company because he wouldn't participate in the company's heavy drinking culture. He said it involved humiliating and intrusive practices, including being obliged to share a bed with a colleague at a weekend seminar. Known only as Monsieur T in court documents, France's highest court ruled he has the right to not be fun at work and shouldn't have been dismissed.
If you're paying extra for a signed copy of something, you kind of expect the artist to have actually signed it. But Bob Dylan has apologized to using something called an auto pen to inscribe his signature on copies of his new book. Fans paid $600 for the special editions, which included a letter from the publisher confirming the signature's authenticity. The 81-year-old says he was too ill with vertigo during the pandemic to meet the deadline and was assured authors using an auto pen happens all the time.
A woman in Florida is suing Kraft Heinz because she says the packaging on its Velveeta mac and cheese is lying. Amanda Ramirez argues the 3.5-minute prep time shown on Velveeta's microwavable cups is just the cook time. It doesn't include the process of opening the lid, mixing in the cheese sauce, and pouring in water. The lawsuit says she wouldn't have bought the mac and cheese, quote, had she known the truth. Ramirez wants more than $5 million in damages for herself and others in this class action lawsuit. And one of her attorneys, Spencer Sheehan of New York, is known for suing food manufacturers. NPR says he's filed over 400 lawsuits. Kraft Heinz calls this one frivolous. Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
You can also just tell your smart speaker to play The Refresh from Insider podcast. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. Talk to you soon.